Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com.
Welcome back to Tip Today. Now, with energy prices on the rise and temperatures dropping as we come into the winter, many Irish households are understandably worried by the prospect of soaring utility bills. John Lowe is founder and managing director of Providence Finance Services Limited, better known as Money Doctors. He joins me on the line now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Michael.
John, I mean, obviously, there's been a huge focus on the cost of living this week with the budget and the increased welfare payments, which attempt to make some bit of a handle on things this winter. But I mean, energy costs seem to have rocketed up in the last couple of months and likely to stay that way ahead of winter. So people are probably going to have to budget a little bit more for their energy costs this winter.
Absolutely. I mean, the budget, while it was, you know, it was like a bag of sweets, Michael, all very nice, but all very small. I mean, when you consider that the least increase of the five major energy providers, which was Electric Ireland, by the way, is 9.3% of an increase. They went up to by, you know, on average, €328. That is paled in significance into the fiver that was brought on to most of those social welfare payments, including the state pension. So, yes, you're quite right. There's an awful lot of kind of structuring, restructuring and budgeting having to be done right across the country. And I suppose that, you know, all we can do is, you know, it's a question of if you have the money, you can pay for it. But if you haven't, then you've either got to cut costs, earn more, or you prioritize. And that's why you look at some of the energy things that you are using, And ask yourself the question, do I need this, or can I cut down on it, or is there a better way of doing it?
Yeah, so what are some simple things that people can do around the household, maybe to cut those energy costs?
Well, I mean, you're talking about, first of all, even things like, you know, your heat. Turning your thermostat down by 1 degree is actually going to save 10% of your energy costs. That's a fact. I mean, changing, you know, light bulbs, you know, to more energy efficient, using the humidifiers, saving on things like, you know, washing and drying. You know, clean your clothes and dishes at a lower temperature. Simply, you could insert some of these things called Magno balls in both your washing machine and your dishwasher for really, really effective results. Avoid using your tumble dryer if you can. Again, because they soak up the thing. And you've seen, I think, there's lots of adverts with, you know, famous kind of current rugby players who are talking about, you know, only fill the kettle for the amount of water that you need to make a cup of tea, not the whole kettle. I mean, there are things. I mean, I remember being quoted, my daughter, I was, you know, bringing to school. This is a few years now, my dad. But I was bringing her to school, and as she came out, she was the last person in the house. And I noticed when I looked upstairs in the second story that her bedroom light was still on. I said, Kerry, get in that house and turn that light off. So, you know, those little things mean a lot. You know, you'd never put on the immersion, for instance, when you have the heating on, because the heating should be, you know, heating your water as well.
Yeah. So you it's only when you start paying the bills that you start paying attention to when the light is left on, I think.
Well, you know, I changed my car, Michael, 6 weeks ago to an all-electric car. So I really will be watching my electricity, because I now charge. I've got this EV charger at home, and that's going to cost a fair few pop as well. Now, admittedly, I've now, you know, with Tuesday's budget where the diesel and petrol, I did one of these mutley laughs, you know. But, you know, the idea, I've never have to buy petrol or diesel again. And it's fantastic, actually, the thought of that as well. But at the same time, I've got to be very careful because, I mean, the energy prices have gone up. I mean, I am actually, funny enough, Electric Ireland. And so 9.3% I have to kind of take on the chin. So what else can we do?
I mean, just to talk about, I mean, that the providers themselves, I mean, there's still good value out there when you're switching or able to switch providers and to shop around. And as well as that, there are kind of day and night rates as well, that if you can, you know, put maybe certain elements of your energy usage on at night time, that you'll get almost half your
you have
money
the night,
back, I suppose.
They're called a night switch, which is very useful. I have that. I mean, if you're talking about it, yes, you would always shop around anyway, Mike. When your contract is either up or you haven't got a contract, maybe, you would shop around and see. I mean, of the five main providers, SSE, Electricity and Electric Ireland, were the lowest increase. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're the cheapest. Bord Gáis, Energia were the highest, actually, but they were, up to now, were probably one of the most efficient and, you know, the most competitive. I would, you know, you could go to the likes of switcher.ie or bonkers.ie, and they will do comparisons on those energy providers. But even if you know, you do it yourself, sometimes it can be useful, you know, for you to go online and just check out each individual provider and see what they're offering.
Are we still quite slow about retrofitting homes and taking measures like increased insulation or better windows, that sort of thing, or are we slowly kind of getting there?
Yeah, well, in fairness to the government, they're doing everything in their power to incentivize us and encourage us to do retrofitting, because there's a huge amount of money being put into the coffers to give us those incentives. I certainly will be taking SEAI.ie. That's also something that you should really look at, that website, and see in your house what you need to kind of do. I mean, you're talking about, you know, no more heat loss and fireplace drafts, and, you know, you could do all sorts of things like install a chimney balloon in the flue of your fireplace if it helps prevent heat escaping up the chimney. And also, you know, the cold drafts from entering your home, you know, the doors, you have a door to your sitting room or whatever, and there's a gaping hole at the bottom. Well, you could put any kind of one of these kind of rolls that you put in front of it that stops the air getting through. I mean, there's so many other things that you could be doing, you know, running radiators more efficiently. You know, there's a thing called the magnetic radiator reflective foil on the back of radiators, ensure that the heat produced by the radiators is reflected back into the room, and as opposed to lost through the wall. That's the other thing, of course. So it's all radiators are right beside a wall generally. So all of those things, you know, it would be, you know, very useful, and including monitoring your energy usage. There's a thing called a plug-in energy monitor, and it allows you to easily monitor how much energy you spend on individual electric appliances. And you simply plug this monitor into the wall socket and plug the appliance into the monitor to see what it is costing you. So those kind of things are all very useful to try and find out, are you spending too much money on energy?
To look ahead to the coming months, I mean, it's hard to believe now we're in mid-October. Still, it's only just over 2 months now to Christmas, and the associated stress, and primarily in many cases financial stress associated with that. So, I mean, how do you have any kind of specific budgeting tips on how people can look ahead to the next 6 or 8 weeks?
Well, you know, first of all, I sincerely hope with 6 to 8 weeks left to Christmas that a lot of people have already started the planning, maybe even last January, Michael, where they're putting a few bob by every month because they know they're going to spend money. They know they're going to spend money on the presents for the kids and maybe for other personal friends. They know they're going to spend money on Christmas tinsel and the usual, you know, Christmas tree, and all the various things that go with that. And then the entertainment at Christmas time. So you could bundle all that together and you know, you'll arrive at a certain figure. And that figure is going to be spent whether you like it or not. So what do you do? Have you got it? If you haven't got it, are you going to borrow it? Because that could be another disaster. Some people go and get a three-year loan. Why would you get a three-year loan when you know, Christmas is coming around every year? You've also then got various other things that you need to consider. I mean, the food and drink, you'd swear that there's going to be a famine, you know, the week before Christmas. You know, shelves are emptied. Drink, you'd swear all the pubs are going to be closed, which they were for about 18 months, but they're going to stock up. And there isn't really a necessity to do all that. So really be sensible. And again, if you make a list out, I mean, it wasn't just Santa who checked his list twice. You know,
the difficulty I find, though, I mean, is that some, especially with food shopping, you know, if there's certain stuff that you're kind of buying and hoarding up ahead of Christmas, if you have it in the house for too long, it can be gone by the start of December, you know, if it's a tub of sweets or something as well. So I suppose it's to pick and choose your moments of which elements of it need to be bought ahead of time and which stuff can be left until closer to the big day.
Well, if you're going to get some of that stuff, especially which is the non-perishable stuff, lock it away. don't be tempted. You know, like you know, if you're getting given a few, you know, boxes of roses away, for instance, you know, put them away, because it's very easy just to open it up and then suddenly you've just devoured the whole lot. But there's so many other aspects of Christmas that you need to do. Now, for those people who don't have money and they just, you know, are and they have maybe kids, and they go to these money lenders. There's only something like 36 now money lenders authorised, Michael. These are authorised and they're on the Central Bank of Ireland website, and they can charge up to 200% in interest. And they're the authorised one. It's the unauthorised ones that I'd be really worried about, because they can charge up to 2,000%. And you know, for some families where they literally don't have money and they can't get a loan for whatever reason, they're really going to these people because they don't want to you know, let their children know that they don't have money to buy them presents. And you really do feel sorry for them. But, you know, I would always try the usual, you know, the credit unions, the post office. The post office are doing loans now. But the credit unions are the mainstay of that type of lending. And they're a little bit more flexible than the banks. So, I mean, you know, don't you know, only use an authorized money lender as a last resort. Literally a last resort.
Absolutely. John, unfortunately, we're just running out of time now at this stage, but I really appreciate your insights.
A real pleasure. And a happy Christmas to all your listeners. Yeah.
That's the first of them now. All right. Likewise, happy holidays if we don't talk to you in that time. But it's still a bit of time to go yet. Thanks a million. John Lowe there from the Money Doctors joining us on the line to look ahead to how to budget, I suppose, ahead of Christmas, and also maybe some energy conservation tips for the household as well. Hopefully you were able to take something out of that. Coming up in the next hour, we will be talking to Johnny Luby. He's overseas, actually, would you believe, but he's made the effort to have a chat with us again this morning. And we'll also have the Friday panel reflecting on the big issues of the week, including the budget, and also looking ahead to what should happen with the lifting of COVID restrictions next week. Dr. Rachel Woodlock, Darren Ryan and Conor Reedy will be joining me at about 20 past 11 to chat through all the big topics of the week as well. But for now, stay tuned. We're coming up to the news at 11 o'clock.
Tip Today with Fran Curry, IMRO Radio Award Gold Winner.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.